Welcome to Thursday, 5:39. This is the sports segment, as far as we know. I'm going to let Tom lead off. Anything special, anything noteworthy that we need to talk about in sports? Because there's something that just broke.
Well, the Brewers,
I want to talk about.
Brewers got a nice win, broke their four-game losing streak last night. Mark Reynolds, who was a great signing in the offseason for Milwaukee, hit a grand slam in the first inning. And the other night, Carlos Gomez hit a foul ball that nailed a little kid in the head.
Oh, no.
At the game. It was bad. I mean, the pitcher and Gomez both were, like, cringing, and I thought the pitcher for Atlanta was going to throw up on the mound.
Is the kid okay?
Gomez went and visited the kid in the hospital yesterday.
Good.
And, yeah, apparently he's going to be okay. Yeah. Signed the ball that hit him.
Listen. I know on something like that, I don't want to make fun of a kid getting beaned. Did you get hit in the head?
He did.
Oh, man. I have seen...
Pay attention when you're at the games, folks.
I've seen a guy get hit. Actually, I saw a woman get hit in the leg with a foul ball at a Lakeland Flying Tigers game. Okay? Got hit right in the leg with a foul ball. She couldn't walk. And they called the medics, mm-hmm. and they're wheeling. I kid you not, they're.
She got hit again.
Yes.
Oh my!
Shouldn't laugh. I mean, what are the odds of that?
They're
happening?
Wheeling her down. They're carrying her down. So she is. The head is at the top. They got her feet. She's strapped into a gurney. Okay, so she can't defend herself if she wanted to.
Yeah.
They're rocking her down the steps. You know, ka-chunk, 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 crack. Here it comes, and everybody saw it, and it's going right for it. Hit her square in the chest.
Nice.
Beamed her in right in the leg the first time, and then hit her square in the chest the second time, and everybody in the audience is like, oh. And then you hear the snickers, everybody's going to start laughing.
Well, that's one unlucky lady.
Yeah. When you go to the games and you sit in the good seats, and the good seats are the ones, of course, that are right near the dugouts.
Yeah.
They have a netting for right behind home plate, but they don't have a netting behind or by the dugouts.
Yeah,
you got to pay attention.
Yes,
because check swing foul balls usually come screaming into the stands.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a whole lot of time to react. You can't be reading a book.
No,
you can't be yakking with the guy next to you while play is going on.
I see that all the time. I'm sure you do too. Even at high school games, kids are in the bleachers but are looking into outer space.
Looking at their cell phones.
Or the woman takes her knitting to the game, and she's busy. She's reading a book. She's reading Fifty Shades of Grey in between innings.
Between innings, you want to do that, while there isn't game action going on, fine. Yeah, but you need to pay attention, man.
Yeah, you need to pay. The few games that I went to, I used to get ridiculed because I took my glove.
Sure. Some people do that.
Mm-hmm. I would take a glove and just sit it right there in my lap, and I was always, kind of messing with it and stuff. Why?
First of all, I can't believe you had a glove. Second of all, could you actually catch a ball if it came at you?
I played T-League.
Yeah, T-League, nobody catches anything, though.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, see, when I played T-League, they didn't have the little thing that stood up at home plate and you hit off a tee.
Yeah. They didn't call it T-League then,
did
they?
T-League was training league is what they called it.
Okay.
And we played, and I guess we did okay because I got a trophy. We played, and I hated being out in the outfield because it was great until the ball came at you, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to run.
What I love about the foul balls into the stands is fans will, knock people over to get a foul ball.
Yeah.
They're scrambling around, pushing people down to get a $3 baseball, spilling their $9 beer all over their suits. So not only do they lose a $9 beer, they're going to have to pay dry cleaning costs for a $3 baseball.
Yeah, but it's where the $3 baseball came from,
I remember at a Yankees game. Now, I've had all kinds of misadventures at Yankees games. You remember the Yankees-Brewers playoff series? It's during the first strike season. We had an extra round of playoffs. We had the first half of the season, second half of the season. I went to one of those games, and they stole my family's car from outside the stadium.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we parked the car on the street.
Those are problems in the Bronx, man. What are you going
to
do?
I went to another Yankees game. Of course, I have my super-duper soda, which back then was probably $5 or $6. It's a $10 soda now.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping a scorecard, which I usually do during the game, so the soda is on the floor next to me. The guy sitting next to me is this huge guy. Looks like a football player. It's a hot summer day, and he snuck a 40-ounce into the game.
Uh-huh.
And I could tell this guy is not going to be good by the middle of the game. Middle of the game, I look down. He's drinking my soda.
And what are you going to do?
I said, dude, that's my soda. Oh, that was yours?
It was yours?
Oh, yeah, it's next to me.
I like that phrase. Oh, that was yours? Mine now.
And then we have another game. We're at the ball game. My dad, his company used to have really good seats right behind the Yankees dugout. A foul ball comes, you know, it goes off somebody else's hand, bounces off a railing, and it comes to rest on my mother's lap, who is sitting next to me.
And the so guy she next gets molested.
To us lunges into my mother's lap.
Yeah.
I mean, mom's like wearing a sundress. If it was under her dress, he would have gone for the ball there,
sure.
too.
Sure. Sure.
And he's got the foul ball.
Yeah.
My dad is like,
dude,
that's my wife.
At least it's a foul ball, man. Come on.
If it was anything but a foul ball. Soda for that, huh?
Right. We'd have a fight over that if it was anything but a foul ball.
It's understandable when it's at the ballpark and you're going for a foul ball.
You've seen
anything is fair game.
I was watching a whole bunch of little short video clips of guys that do things to catch the foul balls. This one guy walked up behind a kid, held up a sign that says "Birthday Boy," big sign that says "Birthday Boy." So whoever caught the foul ball or whatever
flipped it to him.
Flipped it to the kid. Yeah. The guy that was holding up the sign reached out, snatched it from the kid, and walked off. That was his ploy. He would just walk up behind a kid, hold up a sign, "Birthday Boy." When they, you know, he'd grab it and walk off.
Did you ever catch a foul ball at a game?
No.
I've got a Kirby Puckett home run ball that I caught at a Brewers.
I have game. from my youth from going to a Mets game. Now, the Mets in the 70s had about 5,000 or 6,000 people who'd show up. I have 3 foul balls from the same game.
Nobody else was there.
From me just walking over and picking them up. Yes.
Yeah. I've collected a couple that went up and over the wall into the parking lot. I've collected a couple of those.
You didn't want to pay? You were looking through the fence to
watch
the
game? No. It's after you're done. You know, you walk because you hear the crack. Again, this is minor league. These are the training league teams or whatever, and nobody cares. Nobody goes after those. The only thing that I had a Matt Verlander bobblehead doll that Matt gave me in our studio because we entered
Justin Verlander,
whatever his name is, who cares? Justin Verlander. I had
one of the things Seth left behind in Florida. You
I
know.
Did, right. I did. I completely. I left it on the board of the studio, and somebody said, "Well, do you want to take that with you?" I'm like, "No, why?" He said, "Well, dude, that's Verlander." I'm like, you can have it." I gave it to them.
All right, we have time for a final foul ball thing?
Yeah,
or we run
absolutely.
Out of time here?
No, we're good.
There is a great viral video that's just been posted in the last few games of this boy who catches a ball down the third base line, foul ball.
I saw that.
And he's a young kid, looks like he's maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Yeah.
There is a gorgeous-looking teenager in the seats behind him, teenage girl.
Uh-huh.
And he turns around and gives the ball to her.
But did you see what he did?
No, what did he do after?
He had a ball in his glove.
Oh, it was a fake. It was a fake foul ball.
The foul ball that he got, he put in his glove. He reached in and grabbed the other one that he already had and handed to the girl behind him. So he got brownie points.
Yeah,
he made brownie points with the lady and kept the foul ball.
She was all smitten like she would have. If it was college kids instead of a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old, this could have been game. The game could have continued after the game.
Fire up the kiss cam, my friends. Fire up the kiss cam.
We at McDonald's agree. The minimum wage needs to be raised, and we're going to do it. But we will have to tighten Ronald's belt just a bit. We fired Mayor McCheese and Grimace. Super size? No, there's one size, and that size is small. Plus, we're introducing the Little Mac, simply because you can't afford the Big Mac. We're also pleased to introduce the $10 menu. Get an apple pie, small drink, or a French fry. That's a solitary French fry for only 10 bucks. And if you're in the drive-thru, there'll be a small upcharge for a drink carrier or a bag. By the way, for the thousands of you we just laid off making $10 an hour, we'll only be able to hire back, two of you. Because at McDonald's, we believe that a fry cook should make the same amount of money as an elementary school teacher. $15 an hour? Are you still loving it?
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.